Radio News powered by USARadio.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Play for a little bit. I just like Bruce Springsteen so much. Just let it play for a little bit, Riggy. Here we go. I'm your host, Matt Monero, and this is the weekly radio show called I Need More Money. Listen, we're banging it on Periscope. We're on biztalkradio.com. It's a call-in show. The number is 870-330-4930. My guest had a scheduling issue. I had the great Jeffrey Gittimer, perhaps the number one author of sales books, sold over 5 million copies of selling books, probably a guru of gurus in that space, lined up on the show today. The problem was he had a scheduling conflict and at the last minute had to cancel. No problem. We rebook him for a couple weeks down the road. But guess what? We're going to roll with the punches. You know why? Because I know how to sell. I don't need no Jeffrey Gittimer to tell me how to sell. I just like to have him as a guest because I like talking to really bright people. So guess what? We're bringing in my sales team today. In the studio, I'm bringing in my players. And we're going to talk about selling. We're going to give you real strategies that we use every single day to find business, qualify business, close business, and make more money. Because at the end of the day, I don't care what you say. You need more money. And the thing is, you got to stop worrying about how it makes you and the people around you feel. See, I have a new book coming out in the fall of this year called I Need More Money. If you've listened to the show before and watched the video on Road Grit TV, you know that I talk about it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid to go to the marketplace and say, I need more money, right? Lots of people are afraid of that topic. I'm not. I play poker with this same group of guys for the last 11 years, second Tuesday of every month for the last 11 years, and this past Tuesday was poker night, and they had a cake there for me, the I Need More Money cake to celebrate the book deal, right? It was very nice of these guys. Well, we start talking about the book. Guess what? People started squirming in their chairs. I know these guys. I played poker with these guys for 11 years. I don't even know how many Tuesdays would there be in 11 years. Second Tuesday of every month in 11 years, that's 12. What's that, 150 days I've played poker with these guys? I know everything about these guys. They're older gentlemen. Most are very successful. But guess what? The two who weren't, the two who hadn't stacked and racked enough cash, the two who lived way beyond their means their entire life, they got up and started cleaning plates. I could see they immediately got uncomfortable when I told them the money has moved. Everybody needs more money. The odds are most of you didn't put enough money away for your retirement. The two guys that hadn't put enough away for their retirement got up and started cleaning plates. That's what's going to happen, man. And I said to the people around me, I said, listen, what just experienced here is going to happen to me hundreds of times when this book comes out and I start banging it and talking to people and friends and neighbors and people begin to say, well, tell me about this book. And I immediately begin to say, you don't have enough money. It's going to start freaking people out. And then I went and told my wife when I got home, honey, you need to be ready for it too. Because some people are not going to be happy that I wrote this book called I Need More Money.
It's a smack in the face.
It's a smack in the face. That's the thing. It's the wake up call, man. That's the subtitle. The book is called I Need More Money. The subtitle is What to Do When You Wake Up and You Don't Have Enough. I had another subtitle that I really a title that I liked, but the publisher killed it. And I don't even know if I can say it, but it was called A Middle-Aged Man's blank slap. That was the original title, but the publisher killed it. It made me do a kinder, gentler title, but don't you think that's really what it is? It's a wake-up call for us in our middle age. I'm 47. How old are you, Kendra?
I'll be 46 couple months.
Shame on me for not introducing Kendra. I told you I'm bringing in salespeople from my organization on the show today to talk about selling strategies, and I brought Kendra Beerley into the studio for segment one. Kendra, say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience.
So Kendra has been with us 3 years. Kicking butt and taking names as a salesperson, probably our most caring salesperson. Is that a title that you would like to put on your business card?
I love that title, to be honest.
Most caring salesperson?
Well, but, you know, I care about people. I care about what happens to them, and I care that people are going to be successful. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help people increase their value.
But it gets you in trouble sometimes.
Sometimes
you care too much.
I do. I don't know when to let it go. I want to believe in everybody, and I believe that everybody deserves a chance, but then sometimes I hold on to it long enough.
So how do you know who you want to care for as a potential client and who you don't want to care for? What is the decision that you use to say yes or no, this guy's going to get my care or this guy's not going to get my care?
I want to see that the other person is caring just as much as I do. I want to see that person who's paying their debt. I want to see that person who is striving to grow their business and think about money every single day, because if you're not thinking about growth, you're not thinking about your future.
But how much money do you think you have lost because you care too much as a salesperson?
I couldn't even answer that question with a valid number. I know it could be very much a lot, just because of the fact that I will push and push and try and try, and you know, a few weeks go by and when I could have been working on something else, I was working on him when it turned out to be an upside down scenario.
It just didn't play out. Because at the end of the day, our business has a credit requirement to it.
But right? I'll tell you what, that has to do with skilling up as well. You know, being able to recognize when a situation is lost and I should have cut it off.
So for those listening and those watching on Periscope, here is the most important sales question you could possibly ask in a sales situation. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 means you are the best. You have to have this product. You cannot live without it. And 1 means you don't care. Where are you? So I'm going to use it on you, Kendra. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 means you are the most skilled up you could possibly be at your position as a salesperson. 1 means you're not. Where are you?
If I had to speculate, I know I will never, ever be a 10. And I know this because if I feel like I have learned everything, I'm lying to myself. So if I'll give it a 6.
You're a 6 right now?
I feel like I'm a 6. Because I'm not saying that it's above average. I feel like I'm above average. I think I'm right. I'm on the higher side of average. So I still have a lot of learning to do. I mean, there's so much to this business, even though I've been here for 3 years, that I don't know. And I learn something new every day.
So what do you got to do to be a 7, 8, 9? How much more time? What is your interpretation of how much time you need to put in?
I put in a lot of time.
How much time you put in?
Well, I was first in for last out Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, it's one of those things. You know, it's a continuous, it's an everyday thing. It's not just a designated amount of time. It's consistency.
Yeah, but I think you should be able to figure out that number. Like for me, I choose to focus on learning opportunities outside of my core fundamental business for 2 hours a day.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And so what is that for you? What could you quantify as of today? How much time have you spent skilling up and learning?
You know, I feel like I do a couple hours a day myself.
You do? That's good.
Yeah, I really do. I'm constantly looking at our pal Cardone and, you know, watching his videos. Love, you know, Coach Burt. Mm-hmm. You know, the tools that you provide to us are absolutely priceless.
Yeah, we do. So let's get down to it. You are having a good year or a bad year?
I'm having a good year.
In comparison to last year or in comparison to your goals for this year?
In comparison to last year. Mm-hmm. I will beat last year's goal or last year's numbers.
But you're short for your goals for this year.
Correct. Mm. But I also put myself way up high in the rafters. And I do that because, yeah, it might be a ridiculous goal, but I will eventually get there.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what you have to do, though, to get back on track to the goals. Because if we start to monitor to last year, then we actually are saying we've given up on this year's goals that we set at the beginning of the year. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think that would be fair to
say. So let's talk about it. I mean, what do you think you need to do to go even bigger for the second half of this year? We're coming up, basically, the year's almost halfway over. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to do to go bigger?
You know, just reaching more people, omnipresence. I am really going to hit social media a lot harder than I was. Now, don't get me wrong. I have about 5,500 connections on LinkedIn.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure I'm the highest in the office. So, but I want more.
So here's what I would make the suggestion for you. Number one, continue the skilling up. Continue to stay focused on your numbers. Dominate LinkedIn for the space that you're playing in, which is transportation equipment finance. Don't back off on that. Go bigger. Go to 10,000, right? And then lastly, we got to get back to this caring piece, because it's a strength and a weakness of yours.
It is a blessing and a curse.
It is a blessing and a curse for you. I think in general, it has paid off very well for you, though, to be the caring person that you are, because you get repeat business. But I caution you, you have to know when the person on the other end of the phone just can't deliver, because we're in the credit business. We ain't making cakes. So the person might want to buy all the cakes in the world, and you can sell them all the cakes in the world, but they can't buy all the trucks in the world because they can't qualify.
That's so
you
got
to know.
And I'll be honest with you, over the last, I would say last quarter, because we're about the end of our second quarter now, I have really stepped back and evaluated my processes. And as much as I hate to say it, I have put a little bit harder of a shell on, so to speak. Sad to say, but business is business. I understand, you know, off topic, offline, you know, I'll talk to these people and say, hey, it's good.
Listen, I'm proud of you. I'm proud to have you on our team.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. We're coming back in segment two with another salesperson and some hardcore strategies. Stick around.
Have a good day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 33.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922.
800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Welcome back. The I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Today is all about selling strategies. How do we get better at the craft of selling? Because I believe everybody's a salesperson. Don't think for a second that your doctor isn't a salesperson. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Don't think for a second that your landscaper isn't a salesperson. Of course they are. Everybody's a salesperson. And I'm bringing my salespeople from my sales floor into the office, into the studio right now, and we're going to do some hardcore consulting with these guys. Patrick, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Jump in here, man. Talk to you in here.
How are
you? So we're on Periscope and live on the radio. Guys, this is Patrick Martinez.
Nice to meet y'all. Hello, everybody.
Why don't you drop those earbuds in there, big guy?
Will do.
And that will help you. Perfect. How's that? You here?
Perfect, perfect.
Nice. Listen, buddy, I appreciate you jumping on this at the last minute, right? I kind of dropped it on you.
No problem.
I appreciate you having the confidence to come on in here and let's rock and roll. What are we trying to do, man? We're talking to an audience about selling strategies. How do we get better? But give the audience a little bit of background on you, Patrick. Where were you born and raised?
Dallas, Texas, out here in Dallas, Texas. Arlington, to be exact, Arlington Memorial Hospital. Came out to school at University of Texas, Arlington. Got my bachelor's in finance and management. Ran a company from 2009 to 2011. That paid for my college in cash. It was a landscaping business, pretty easy. Been in sales all my life, and now I'm here.
Mm. What'd you do just before you came to us?
I was in technology sales, mm-hmm. two hoteliers. It was over the road. It was just basically technology sales to help them gain more attention online.
Mm-hmm. And how did that work out for you? Okay, were you always looking for a change? You knew it wasn't the right platform.
It wasn't the right platform because it wasn't long term. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to waste my time there. You know, I was there for 6 months, and mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't going to be 5 years, 10 years. So I started looking around, and that's when I found your company. And just right when you first meeting when I talked to you, I knew right then and there that's something that I wanted to do. And you know, where I'm at now.
But your father has a background in our space too. So I mean, you knew a lot about transportation and all of that because your father sells trailers and he has for years.
He told me it was a great business to get into and it's very long term and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's something that I wanted, you know, that I wanted a future. I wanted a career. I didn't want a job anymore.
Yep.
That's why I hopped on board.
So listen, you have had spikes, peaks and valleys. What's interesting about what your experience with us, and you've been with us how long now?
About nine months.
So, I mean, you started out, your graph was going up steadily. And I remember me getting on to you a little bit, and you came to me and said, I'm confused that you're getting on to me because I'm doing better month after month after month. Do you remember that conversation?
Correct, yeah.
And do you remember what my answer to you was?
It doesn't matter about the graph. It matters for your potential. And that's so true because in my eyes, I felt like I was doing good because each month I was getting better and better, but at the same time, you saw something in me that, of course, it should be better. That's how it should go. You shouldn't be going straight up. You should be spiking.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah, not to mention the graph was moving up, and I gave you credit for recognizing the graph was moving up because I didn't even see that the graph was moving up because the bullet points on the graph had yet to hit the minimum requirements.
Correct.
So while in your eyes you were saying, hey, I'm doing better, and I was saying, no, you're really not because we're not there yet.
Correct.
Right? So that was an interesting wake-up call, I think, for both of us. I learned, and I hope you learned in that meeting too. But what's your biggest struggle as a sales guy right now? Forget about in our industry the technicalities, because we've got an audience here that needs to learn. But what is your biggest struggle in the selling field right now?
I think going from a no to a yes. I think so many times in our industry, whether it's our industry, whatever selling industry, you get so many no's, you get so many kickbacks, you get so many replies, yes, I'll do it maybe in a month or two. It's hard to go from that next salesman or the next, you know, selling call to the next one with that same enthusiasm, but that's what it takes. If you're going to sell each and every day, that's what it's going to take, is you consistently hitting the phones, and with that same consistent call, consistent enthusiasm, you have to have that, because the customer doesn't know what your past person said. They didn't know they said no. This person's a yes until, if you have that mindset, he's going to say no. He's going to say no. And that's what it takes.
Dude, I'm going to give you a lot of credit for that, because I agree with you, man. That's a very important thing. By the way, I would not have looked at that as a weakness of yours. No. But that's interesting that you believe that. Tell me what, in your opinion, caused you to recognize that. Did you learn something? Did you hear it? Where did you come up with that concept of being important, or did you just create it on your own?
I think it was in one of your meetings it's not the first rep or the second rep. It's the fifth or sixth rep when it's starting to hurt. When you're working out, it's the same exact concept. Is, you know, it doesn't matter that you worked out in the morning. It matters, you know, did you eat right? Did you work out in the morning and then you go to Chick-fil-A in the afternoon and get a big old drink and a shake? It all matters. And I think that's really where it resonated with me, is, you know, all the calls in the beginning of the day, the same exact calls in the evening, they all matter. And, you know, you're going to have that enthusiasm throughout the day, because you never know what that next call is going to bring, whether it's a 10-truck deal or, a new relationship.
Listen, that's a great takeaway for the audience. The takeaway that Patrick just gave is you have to keep your energy level up, because it's unfair to the next prospect that you feel bad that the previous prospect told you to go pound sand. So internally, you have to stay energized. You have to be able to keep yourself up. And it's really about not wanting yourself to stay down. You've got to stay energized, motivated. That means smile. It means be happy. It means find a way to deliver more value to the next guy. That's how it plays out. So Patrick, tell me this. How are you doing scheduling your day? What does your day look like right now?
In the morning when I wake up, you've laid out a plan for us, for all the salesmen, on what we should attain, what numbers we should be calling, and the minimums. But at the same time, that's not what we should be doing in terms of throughout the day. Our schedule is the day before, you should already have a list of calls that you should be making. There's a whole list that you need to be, you know, viewing the customers that you already have to attain. Mm. And that's even before the day starts, because if you come in before the day starts and you don't have a list to call, you're already behind on that day.
Listen, we got 2 minutes left on this segment here. That's one of your challenges, my friend. Your challenge is making sure that you stick to the adherence of a schedule and a structure. Perfect example, I mean, I asked you to come on the show. I know I dropped it on you. I said, what are you doing? And you said, I'm doing a set of docs. And I'm like, you shouldn't be doing a set of docs. That's processing during our prospecting time. So you are violating the selling system. Look, I get it. I understand. We're going to close this deal down, right? It's money in the bank. I get it. But you also have to remember that the time you lost in your prospecting, say it took you half an hour to do that doc request and all that stuff, you got to have the discipline to come back to it later on in the day so you get that 2 hours of hardcore prospecting.
Exactly. Yeah, new customers is what it's all about, because once I process all those deals, I have to have the pipeline for new customers to come in.
That's it. So listen, man, you're doing a good job. I mean, what I think is fascinating to me is while it takes you a little bit longer, I think you're one of those kids that, you know, you kind of need to be punched in the face before you say it hurts, right?
Yeah.
But you get it, man. You listen and you do absorb what you're being told. Yep. And I'm starting to see you put this stuff into play, and it's working for you, man. Yep. You're going to make it here.
Appreciate
all
it,
right?
Man.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care, bro.
The Cisco Visual Networking Index was recently released, and it predicts a near tripling of IP traffic by 2020. Director of Thought Leadership at Cisco and lead analyst on the Visual Networking Index, Thomas Barnett, shares more of their forecast.
By 2020, more than 1 billion new internet users will join the global internet community, growing from 3 billion in 2015 to 4.1 billion by 2020. Video continues to dominate internet traffic and will increase fourfold between 2015 and 2020. In addition, online gaming will be the fastest growing residential internet service, growing from 1.1 billion users in 2015 to 1.4 billion users by 2020. Globally, the total number of public Wi-Fi hotspots, including home spots, will grow sevenfold from 64 million to 432 million. Furthermore, broadband speeds will nearly double from 24.7 megabits per second to 47.7 megabits per second by 2020.
For more of the results and trends from the index, visit Cisco.com.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Welcome back. Segment three of the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. We're coming to you on Periscope Live. We're coming to you on Biz Talk Radio. We're coming to you right out of our studios here in Dallas, Texas. If you want to watch this replay, you can watch the video version of this on Road Grit TV. That's our network, Road Grit TV. Look, I mentioned that our primary guest today, Jeffrey Gittimer, the sales guru, had a scheduling conflict and canceled. We don't care. We're going to move right forward with it. We're going to talk about selling strategies right now. I don't need Gittimer. I love Gittimer. Can't wait to have him on in 2 weeks. But guess what? I know how to sell, too. I'm not the least bit afraid of selling. And so what we're doing is we're bringing people, real live people from my office into the studio, and we're talking about selling. What are they doing? Where are they? How can we make them better? What are they struggling with? Because you're struggling with the same stuff. It's all the same thing, whether you're working in my company, you're working in your company, you're working in somebody else's company. It's all the same problems. That's what we're talking about right now. So I have Dulce Ortega. Welcome aboard, Dulce.
Glad to be here.
So Dulce, where are you from?
I'm from Dallas.
Cowboys fan?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Rangers fan?
No.
Stars fan? Mavs?
Yes, I'll go for Stars.
You'll go for
and Mavs.
And the Mavs.
Yeah.
So what is your football team?
Packers. Yeah.
Why the Packers?
It's just where I've been raised that way. My dad.
He's a Packer fan?
Mm-hmm.
He's a Lombardi fan?
It's actually Packers and Redskins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're not big here in Dallas, but we go for that.
Jeez, what a contrarian. What is your dad, does your dad buck the system a little bit?
No, not really.
No?
No.
What does your dad do?
He works for a, what's this company called?
What type of work is it?
Machinery.
He works to do machinery?
Yeah. Really close to here, too. It's in Lozo, but it's a really small company. It's a little factory.
So where'd you go to school?
Louisville High School.
Louisville High School.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go to college?
No, I'm in the process of doing that, though, enrolling.
Are you surprised that I don't know that about you?
A little bit. but you're a busy man, so I understand.
But listen, we don't care about that stuff. I don't believe that that stuff matters. I really don't believe that it matters. Because all I care about is grit, man. I care about people wanting more. You want more?
I do.
I know you do. Because you came to us with a good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had risen through the ranks at your previous employer, and you had felt capped out. You went to management and said, what?
What else is there? Nothing. There was nothing else.
They said you're doing a great job, but it'll be like this forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that made you feel?
Unvalued.
Unvalued.
Appreciated.
You did. Mm-hmm. So you came on board with us. I don't remember what you applied for, but we actually created a position for you.
I applied for the receptionist, and you actually said I'd be a great fit to be a sales assistant.
Mm.
And that's what Marcos and the guys were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to join on board.
And since you've been with us for how long?
3 months now.
And in those 3 months, how many conversations have you and I had?
Very few.
Like how many?
Maybe like 3 or 4.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And your workstation used to be in front of the studio,
uh-huh.
In the corner, in this little desk that we sort of built. We weren't sure what we were going to do with it, right?
Right.
And then I remember being at the executive committee, and I said, you know what? Why do we leave Dulce in that corner like that? Let's bring her into the action, a little bit closer to the action. And everybody said, yeah, good idea. And what did you think when we said, guess what? You're moving.
Felt like I was a part of the team,
right.
Finally.
See, here's what you need to know. You are part of the team. And I ask a lot of questions about you because you're an expense to our organization.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really a salesperson, right? You
right.
close deals for our guys.
Yeah.
And so what we're looking for is how does Dulce make our guys more productive? And the feedback I get is that you do a dang good job.
Oh.
Do you feel like you do a good job?
Sometimes.
I think the guys really like it. I think you do a really good job.
I know Andre sometimes comes up to me and says that I'm doing an amazing job. So does Jake.
How does that make you feel when somebody says that?
I feel noticed, like I'm actually doing my job correctly.
You are doing your job
yeah.
correctly, and it's working, and it's good. Now let's talk about selling strategy. Are you a salesperson? Do you know how to sell?
I'm not big in selling. It gets me a little bit out of my comfort zone. So, I mean, when I have to sell something, I'll really try my hardest, but it's not something that I'm perfect.
What's your biggest close? Give me the close. When you know you're ready to go in for the jugular, you're ready to push the pen, you're ready to take the money from the customer, what do you say?
I think this is an amazing deal. You can't let go of it. You're not going to find a better deal anywhere else.
That's a good close. You actually see the setup coming. You know that you are about to go into a closing / selling situation?
Do I know it's about to happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
And how does that make you feel?
Accomplished.
Does it make you nervous, or do you know, when you sense it, do you say, I know exactly what to say?
I know, I'm ready. I have to be prepared for that sale, for that close.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Listen, to the audience, that's the primary takeaway. You got to understand the ability to know how it's about to happen and have the confidence to know what to do when it happens is the key to closing down a deal. Scale of 1 to 10. 10 means you're an accomplished, really skilled up salesperson. 1 means you're a novice. Where would you rank yourself?
Probably 5. I still have a lot to learn.
So what are you doing to learn? How are you teaching yourself to become a better salesperson?
I listen to Marcos a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's amazing at what he does. And also Tim. He's really good.
That's good. Mm-hmm. What about Cardone? You spend any time with Cardone?
I don't have access to that. I don't know how to get to that.
You don't have Cardone University?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
Are you serious?
No, I'm so serious.
Who can we fire because you don't have Cardone University? Can I blame you, Dennis?
I don't have Cardone University either.
You don't have Cardone University either?
Two people already in the office.
You know how much we spend for Cardone University every year?
I didn't know that I was allowed to have access to it.
Come on. You can't get half pregnant here, man. Come on. You're on the team.
I watched some of his YouTube videos. But
oh, my God. Somebody's going to get fired over that. Who can we fire? I think it's me. I'm the guy who's got to get fired over that. That's terrible. Hey, that's a primary takeaway for the audience. Utilize your resources, right? We spend $21,000 a year for Cardone University, and Dennis and Dulce don't even have access to it. Ay, ay, ay. Would you, if I got you both access to it, would you use it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
right.
It's on his website, but I haven't been able to get through.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I would use it.
All right. So, Dulce, let's get back to it. The selling side of things, when we hired you, did you look at yourself as a salesperson or did you look at yourself as a support person?
Support. That's what I looked at.
And now you look at it a little bit different?
Yes, simply because I do a little bit of closing for some of the guys.
Yeah, and you like that?
Yeah.
Look, that's an important part of your job here, the ability to close, like when Marco's on vacation or the guys are on sales calls or something, mm-hmm. you to keep those deals moving along. Because here's what happens. It's an important takeaway for the audience. What a lot of people end up doing is once they start to get success in their career, they begin to be concerned about additional success because they know that the additional success is only going to create more work. So, for example, why do you think the guys don't go to San Antonio or Houston or to Waco to do sales calls? Because they know that there's nobody in the office supporting them. So the more business that they generate, all it is more work for them that isn't getting done while they're out of the office. You fill that void for them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a big job.
It is.
It's cool. So where do you go from here? Dulce, what's the next career step for you in our company or just in general, inside or outside of our company?
Honestly, I love what I'm doing now. And maybe if I were to grow here, I probably want to move towards the operational.
On the ops side?
Mm-hmm.
What about this completing college? Are you really serious about completing college? I mean, is it something you seriously care about?
Yes, it is. I have been so hesitant about going back to school, but I feel like I know what I want to do now, and it's time to go back to school.
Man, I like that conviction. That's good.
Yeah.
That's the right answer. Let us know how we can help you in that. Stick around. I want to take a caller right now. I have Twilla on the board. Twilla, welcome aboard. I apologize if I mispronounced your name.
It's Twilla.
Twyla, I'm so sorry. I'm Matt Monero. We got 2 minutes left on this segment. Twyla, hit me up with your question real quick. What's going on in your world of selling? Are you a salesperson?
Yeah, I currently do business-to-business sales for Verizon.
Good. And how much are you making every year?
I actually just started doing this about 6 months ago. So I'm currently making I've probably made a good maybe 22,000.
How much for the year? How much are you going to make this year?
Probably around 45.
And how is that? Is that good money? Do you need more money?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. I mean, it was a setup question. Of course you need more money. I don't care if you put a zero next to it. Everybody needs more money.
Yeah.
That's the way it plays out. The question is, how do we get you to make more money? So do you need to, the way you get compensated is by selling more?
I do mainly upgrades and stuff like that to Verizon accounts. So it's
right. So can you
getting the? Go ahead.
So you got to go in and you got to take people from one level of service to the next level of service. If you don't do that, you don't get paid.
Right.
Correct.
So you know where the those come from? You need to partner up with somebody on the customer service side of things. And when somebody calls in from customer service with a customer service question, you need them to feed you that lead because they're already wanting to talk to Verizon. Now they talk to you because they think you're returning their phone call for customer service, and now you're upselling them. Twyla, thanks for the call. I appreciate you very much.
No problem.
Dulce, thanks for being on board.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
It's sales day. It's selling day on the I Need More Money radio show. That's what we're doing. Everybody's a salesperson. That's the point of today's show. Everybody's a salesperson. Not only my salespeople, I brought them into the studio today to talk about it, but also the support people. We brought in Dulce, who's our sales assistant. Her job is to support our national sales manager. She's a salesperson too, and she's starting to know it. We're going into segment four with Guess Who? Dennis from the studio. Dennis, welcome aboard.
Here we are. I'm in the studio, finally in front of the camera, behind it.
We're really in your office, Dennis, right? I mean, this is where you live.
I accidentally called it my office one time, and Rich gave me the funniest look.
So here's the question, though, my friend. Do you ever look at yourself as a salesperson?
Oh, I'm a salesperson every day of the week. Selling myself.
Selling yourself to who?
Everybody.
Like?
Potential customers. Everybody is a potential customer in this world. You know, one thing I've really tried to do over the past, you know, year and a half is try and, you know, connect with people inside and outside of the network that I'm currently in and try and just push myself, not necessarily push myself, but kind of connect with as many people as I can in as many different ways. And in as many different markets as I can.
So give us examples of that. I mean, I love the sound of it, but what is the takeaway? How are you doing that?
How am I doing it? A lot of it's been through social media, Twitter and stuff like that. You know, I'll reach out to somebody on Twitter. You know, just this past weekend, I had lunch with a guy. His name's Matt Billick. He was a video production manager for Progressive when they were kind of on a downturn.
How did you meet this guy?
Just through social media.
So, on Twitter?
On Twitter, yeah.
So, what did you say? You said, hey, Matt Billick, I like some of your stuff. I'd like to have lunch and talk to you.
This is how it went. Maybe connected with him a few months ago, just followed him on Twitter, you know, the occasional tweet, you know, hey, cool video, nice stuff. And I reached out to him. He finally followed me back maybe a month ago. Just, you know, shot him a little message. He's located in Dallas as well. And just asked if he wanted to grab, you know, a bite to eat, maybe talk a little bit.
I mean, doesn't that come across as maybe a little bit weird? Does he think you're asking him on a date or something?
I feel like a lot of people, definitely the older crowd, like, you know, mid-30s, not older by any means, but people that aren't in my direct generation, I guess, like 22, 23, anybody 35 and over thinks it's a little weird. But if they're savvy enough on social media, they don't really think it's that big a deal. Because I've met a million people off the internet, and it's never been a weird thing.
So what did you say to him? I mean, the intention of the meeting was...
Oh, the intention of the meeting was, I just said, I kind of knew a little bit about his personal story, and I had a friend who had worked with him when he was at Progressive, and he kind of just gave me this little background on him, and then from there, I just, you know, took it as, hey, I work for a company, I'm doing some video, I'd love to, you know, get kind of pick your brain a little bit and just hear, you know, what you've done to kind of get where you are today. Kind of like from a, not necessarily from a mentorship standpoint, but kind of just to get some, you know, some feedback from somebody who's done what I'm trying to do.
Dude, I love it, man. I mean, I think that's fantastic to be able to push and reach out like that. I think that's awesome. Now, give us the takeaway, though.
The takeaway, basically the takeaway from my lunch with this guy was I need to be doing more on my own. I need to be kind of pushing myself and pushing my own thoughts, my own projects, stuff like that, instead of waiting around for people to kind of drop stuff on my plate. So I think from there, that's it's a great takeaway, definitely. And I'm starting more so to move towards that route, I feel like.
I think it's really important, man, because as I've said to you from the beginning here, if you're sitting around waiting for me to come to you and say, do this, do this, do this, you're losing...
Losing valuable time.
And you're losing value to me.
Definitely.
The value to me is when you bring me the concepts, the ideas, the finished product. If you're waiting, anyone who waits for the boss to come to them, you are not as valuable as when you come to the boss and say, here's what I did, what I did, what I did.
Exactly.
Okay? So that's a really important aspect in your career development, especially in this office. And I'm glad that you reached out to get it from somebody else, because I actually feel like I've been telling you it from the beginning. Your job is to bring us value.
Definitely.
Not us to bring you value.
Without a
okay?
doubt.
So you have this amazing opportunity to be a salesperson for our company, and it's such a different genre. It's not selling financing. You're selling our story, man, and we got a good story.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a salesperson, a serious salesperson.
Definitely.
You know? So let's talk about it. I mean, what kind of ideas did you two guys banter around, things that you're thinking about that might take it to the next level?
Basically, what he had done at Progressive and my other colleague had kind of implemented with sleep experts is going through and kind of picking out a system to get your employees more involved, you know what I mean? Just yesterday in the scrum, you know, we had Marco saying, no more videos or something along those lines. That you had posed the question to our crew, you know, what makes these guys different? And it was like... we should stop doing videos or something like that. So I think from there, I kind of want to pick maybe the sales team's brain a little bit and see what they think would kind of work in our space as far as video content that is going to help them and help the whole company. You know what I mean?
Look, I think it's a great line of questioning. I would give you this suggestion though, that you don't need to ask for anybody's permission. You already know enough about our business and who we are and what our story is that you need to use Dennis's fingerprint, not their fingerprint, on what it is that you push.
Okay.
So I think you have all the skills necessary to create these storylines. They need to be short, under 4 minutes, because the audience doesn't want to watch more than 4 minutes. So it needs to be a 2 or 3 minute clip. You need to really spend time on the cinematography like we talked about yesterday. What is the visualization? And while transparency is very important, you also want it to be exciting and different and avant-garde and cutting edge for the audience to be watching something.
Definitely.
Where they're seeing imagery and cuts and music and stylists that's just different, right? That's how Dennis puts his fingerprint on your aspect of the selling process.
Okay.
It's through storytelling, and it's probably, to me, one of the coolest jobs we have here.
Definitely.
So I would highly recommend that. Couple takeaways for the audience. Listen, Dennis took it upon himself to go out to the marketplace and find influencers or like-minded people. Use social media to do it. And what you're telling us is they're like, yeah, I'd love to have lunch with you. And then they share the ideas.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah. It's the name of the game. Connecting.
So how many videos are you going to put out that tells this storyline over the next 2 days? Not the next week or 2 weeks or month, the next 2 days. Say it's Thursday and Friday. How many can you bang out?
That's the question. I don't know if I could even put out one necessarily. I think it would have to be, I take that back.
Hey, don't take it back. Push out two. All right, y'all. Appreciate you being on the radio with us today. Dennis, thank you for being on the radio. Take care, everybody. Till the next time we talk.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.